Placa by Alex Dimitrov, sent to my inbox from his newsletter on July 10th, 2024. A man has been painting his balcony white for hours in the heat. He uses a smaller brush for the blue shutters and takes off his shirt to smoke a cigarette, which he holds between his lips. Not once does it leave his mouth. He is so well practiced at this, it almost feels devotional. I can see the sweat on his body from one building over, standing on my own balcony watching him, thinking about how my life is so unlike his. I wish he could paint all of me with that kind of attention, but he doesn't notice anyone. He doesn't look across or up or toward anything here. He doesn't need God. He just knows where the paint is going. I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm having a hard time finding things to read in the morning. Nothing really feels quite right these days, especially after taking a week off. And I find myself overthinking and overthinking and overthinking. And this poem, I didn't know why I chose this poem. I think I was just in the mood to read some Alex Dimitrov or Dimitrov. I love his newsletter. He's such a messy bitch. And oh my God, can he write some beautiful words. Anyway, that was a digression. I'm overthinking, but the man painting his balcony white for hours in the heat, he who uses a smaller brush for the blue shutters, he's not overthinking. He only has attention for what's in front of him. And that's how I would like to live, especially in the mornings, especially trying to find things to read. I wish that my brain wasn't, is this good? Does this make sense? What do you have to say about this? Does this add value to anyone's day? Why do you even do this? Do people even listen? This is pointless. This is stupid. You should just quit. This is meaningless. And those thoughts take away all of the attention that I used to have for this project. I kind of miss being in that attentive space. It's disappeared recently. Maybe it's the changing of the seasons and the mutability as we approach the equinox. It's such a mutable time of year. You can see that in the weather, at least where we are right now in the GTA, where I am in the GTA. We went from positively autumnal weather yesterday with very gusty wind to a little bit warmer with rain, and by the end of the week, it'll be in the mid to high 20s again with sunshine. A mutable season. Maybe I can just start by paying attention to the weather, to the seasons. That's usually where I start to find myself again. And maybe then I will be able to return my attention to this, which used to be a devotional practice and now feels like something else. I haven't lost my faith in it yet, though. I don't know if I can lose my faith in words. Not my words, but the words of others. And sharing the words of others with those I love and care about. And surprise, that's all of you. Because I love you so much, I'm going to tell you to drink your water and to wear your SPF, but check the UV index. You know, if it's low, you can skip a day. It's not going to hurt you that much to skip a day here and there. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another Monday. I'm very grateful to be there. And I love you all so very much. Please take good care of yourselves. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.